One of six forts that supposedly is about to be taken over by a management company run out of the United Arab Emirates. Is this a threat to our security? We're going to check in with Dr. Harvey Kushner, who is contributing editor of FamilySecurityMatters.com, the author of The Holy War on the Home Front, and a frequent guest on our show. Harvey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so are we overreacting to this, or is the governor of Maryland and now the governor of New York and this growing number of members of Congress legitimately concerned about a security threat in our ports?
Oh, absolutely. They should be. This is a national disgrace to have our ports, especially the vulnerability of our ports, to be put in the hands of a foreign entity. Look, if it was the British, who in fact did run this,
yes,
and no American company bid for it, I don't have a problem with Great Britain and a number of other democracies worldwide. But when you consider who we're giving it over to, a place that's an autocratic government, this is indeed troublesome. Just the same as giving it over to Korea, North Korea, to run, or some other country that's either a dictatorship or some other unstable region of the world.
Oh, but as we saw in London last summer, I mean, there are militant Muslims in Britain who are hell bent on killing innocent people as well as there are in the United Arab Emirates.
Absolutely, positively. I mean, I would be concerned about giving it over to anyone. But when you look at that, you look in terms of it would be a private organization running it. Whereas here, you actually have a government, and the leakage that could take place for people who are not vetted, who are working on low-level areas for the port, for this other entity, would really report directly to the government, because actually the government is going to run this. This is not going to be a private corporation. Yeah.
But, Harvey, well, I'm more concerned about the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which operated behind closed doors.
With no congressional oversight.
And this is what I don't understand. Why, with something as large as the security of our ports, in the wake of 9/11, would the government not only agree to this deal, but then say, and by the way, Congress, we cannot give you the details?
Because out of sheer stupidity. This is something that needed congressional oversight. It affects the security of this country. And in fact, because once this became public, it came out that there were members of DHS, Department of Homeland Security, FBI, and others there. But leakage has it that the FBI person involved there, you know, deferred to DHS and so forth and so on. So you have one or two mid-level bureaucrats who are, you know, putting the security of the United States at risk by making this really stupid decision, which, by the way, guys, I believe the Bush administration, President Bush, is going to have to step up to the plate. I think they're going to put the kibosh on this deal.
Well, why do you think the Pentagon and the Homeland Security Department and even President Bush, and we just played a clip from Governor Ehrlich, but his port director, who he appointed, expressed little concern about this a week ago. Why do they think this is okay?
Why do they think it's okay?
Yeah.
Because I think nobody wants to rock the boat. They felt there was a committee that was formed sort of to deliberate in secret. And, you know, one person doesn't want to take the responsibility to speak out. I just think it's just like lemmings running to the sea. All of them, you know, said okay to this. I mean, quite frankly, they vetted it in a short period of time. And quite frankly, you couldn't vet a tomato in that amount of time that these guys took. I think this is serious. It shows that we can't make decisions at certain levels here that would be, favorable to the security of this country. Also, I think political correctness had something to do with this, that there's some talk that this country is an ally of ours and a strong ally, and that's absolute nonsense.
Yeah, but...
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, where's the media when you really need them? Last week, all we talked about was Dick Cheney and a hunting accident, and this has been going on. This committee has been in place since the late 80s.
Right.
Where are those investigative reporters that are always turning up dirt on administration officials, but apparently letting something like this just fall by the wayside?
Again, anything that they feel they can get directly to the president or vice president are going to jump on. This, at first, they did not. It's getting some momentum. You're seeing it being talked about, certainly by conservative commentators, both on television and in the radio. But again, they give a pass. I mean, political correctness also has a lot to play with this. I mean, they're pulling out the A and the M card, meaning the Arab-Muslim card, that why dare you talk about this is prejudice because you won't let them run it, but you let the Brits do it. And then the argument came out in the media, well, you know, which you just started off the show when you're asking me. You said, look what happened on 7-7. It could happen there. Sure, it can. But the point is, this is, again, some stop on the way of the, on the war on terrorism. Don't forget, the United Arab Emirates laundered money, continues to launder money, has Al-Qaeda sympathized at the highest levels in their government and in that region. This is a real threat to the national security. And as I say in Holy War, which you get a plug in, is coming out on March 7th in paperback in the bookstores, I have a chapter I talk about our ports, and I show that the containers that come in here are not vetted. Do you know that in Baltimore and New York and in Philadelphia and in Miami, there are estimates up to 90% of all the containers that come in are not even looked on?
Yeah, wow. Well, but it, thanks, Harvey. We're out of time. And my opinion on that is that, you know, if you want to stop a nuclear bomb from being shipped into this country, you got to stop them from getting the nuclear bomb. Don't worry about it being shipped in.
Yeah.
It's Dr. Harvey Kushner on the big controversy surrounding the UAE company starting to, going to control and run our U.S. ports. WML News Time, 644.